Powerful multiphase outflows in the central region of Cygnus A, by Rajemar A. Riffle. We use Gemini Near-Infrared Integral Field Spectrograph, NIFS, observations of the inner 3.5 times 3.5 kpc squared of the radio galaxy Cygnus A to map the gas excitation and kinematics at a spatial resolution of 200%. The emission of the ionized gas shows a biconical morphology, with half-opening angle of 45 carat and oriented along the position angle of the radio jet. Coronal line emission is seen within the cone, up to 1.75 kpc from the nucleus, with higher ionization gas observed in the easterly side. The H2 and Fe2 emission lines are consistent with excitation by the central AGN, with some contribution of shocks to the southwest of the nucleus. The gas visual extinction and electron density are larger than those from optical-based measurements, consistent with the fact that near-IR observations penetrate deeply into the gas emission structure, probing denser and more obscured regions. The gas kinematics shows two components. I, a rotating disk with kinematic position angle of psi 0 equals 21 carat plus or minus 2 carat, seen both in ionized and molecular gas, and E, outflows with velocities of up to 600 km/s observed within the ionization cone in ionized gas and restricted to inner 0.5 arcsec in molecular gas. The mass outflow rate in ionized gas is in the range approximately 100 to 280 msunyr1, and the kinetic power of the outflow corresponds to 0.3 to 3.3% of the AGN bolometric luminosity, indicating that the outflows in Cygnus A may be effective in suppressing star formation. This was Powerful Multiphase Outflows in the Central Region of Cygnus A, by Rajemar A. Riffle.